And one of my favorites, you all know it. I call her my favorite governor. Lieutenant Governor Nancy Wyman. And Governor, good morning.
Good morning to you, and good morning to your listening audience. And hope everybody's doing well and ready for the holiday season.
You know, the reason I just love it with this Operation Elf. How many years now have you been doing this?
I've been doing this for over 8 years now and enjoying every minute of it when we can get something done for our veterans. As you know, I have to thank you publicly for all the work that you've done for the veterans. If it wasn't for you, the veterans would not be getting as much as they are getting. But we still need to help them a little bit. And so this program, Operation ELF, is really targeted to help those that have just come back from deployment or are on deployment or will be going on deployment. And it's for families of all military that we want to give them something so that we can assist them during the Christmas season, the holiday season. So a lot of people are talking about what can we give them or how can we help them. A lot of things we've asked to do is having gift cards done. Giving gift cards to the National Guards. The National Guard will then give it out. They could be gift cards for groceries and pharmacy or department stores or even kind of services, you know, snow removal, home maintenances or heating oil. The Family Service Center that helps us all will deliver all this. This is not just for Christmas. This is all throughout the year while people are deployed. You know, Brad, when the families are separated, we want to thank, of course, the veterans and
terrible,
for everything,
to,
but also the families at home that have to keep going. And so this would help a lot of our families to keep going. And we do this, the National Guard does this throughout the year to give to people when they need it.
So if we've got folks that want to do something today and be part of this, Nancy, What do they have to do?
Online and look for Operation ELF. You know, Operation ELF is under the Department of as the Adjutant General is Fran Evan, and he's out there pushing all the time to get more gifts in. You know, we've accepted like over $9,000 worth of gift cards already. People ask about toys, but we don't really, you know, the toys are great, but
it's really
the gift cards or services. We even have a program that you can adopt a family.
Really?
Yes.
Now, how does that work?
That basically says that whatever the family needs, we'll figure out ways, and somebody can give X amount of dollars and adopt a family. It's all done quietly, so you don't know who the families are, so the family doesn't feel embarrassed. But we can take care of some of their financial needs, their physical needs. You know, these are things that people don't think about when somebody is deployed or just coming home. Until we can get readjusted into regular life. The National Guard has programs for our training of our veterans, of course. But right now, we're concentrating on families because the holiday season is for families.
That's marvelous, and that's why I wanted you to come on. Now, again, for folks listening, what do they do if they want to get involved? What should they do so that they guarantee they can get involved and give what they want to give?
What I'd ask you to do is to look online for the family centers under the National Guard Gmail account, mail account, and look for a wonderful lady named Kim Hoffman.
Kim Hoffman.
She's a wonderful lady. She's the one that really organizes all the family services for our soldiers and their families. And we will be having our Operation ELF party, where we all come out and sing songs and give kids presents, but also help the families a week from Saturday.
A week from Saturday.
At the Armory. And we will get all the information out, and you'll see it online. But we want people to come. give gifts, give the cards if you could. If we can get it ahead of time, that would be absolutely great. So if you look under Family Service Centers, under the National Guard, and ask for Kim Hoffman, you will get all the information you need. We'll pick it up if you can't deliver it. And
so Kim Hoffman is right. The one... And you're going to be at the...
Armory a week from Saturday. We'll be having toys and gifts for kids and rides and many different kind of surprises and meals and stuff like that. It's a fun day. And to watch, I get the privilege of watching the kids' faces when they see what's happening in the middle of this armory, the Bill O'Neill Armory. You walk around and see all their faces lit up from all the different things that are going on there. And of course there's food for them and for their families.
Well, you know what I want you to do before you leave here is to see Donna and to give her the name, you know, the armory and so forth, and so that I can promote that.
We would love that.
I can promote that. There's Donna.
And here's Kim.
And here's Kim.
And I'm gonna ask Kim if you don't mind for her to sit here.
No. She can sit over
there,
here.
Kim.
Yeah.
Okay.
We got all kinds of folks
and
coming.
Kim,
that's
you
great,
can,
Kim.
Kim.
How
can,
are you?
Wonderful.
Kim can tell you. Kim can tell you the contact information. She could probably tell you to your listening audience now.
Yes. Our toll-free number is 1-800-858.
Wait a minute. 1-800. Go ahead.
858.
858.
2677. Yes.
1-800-858-2677. Now, folks can call that number.
They can call that number. We staff that number during business hours and after business hours as well if they need any information. They can also go to our Facebook page, which is Connecticut Operation ELF. Details about how you can donate, where you can donate, what we're in need of, how you can volunteer, are all provided there.
Okay, now I'm concerned, of course, about next Saturday.
Very excited.
That sounds like something that they'd really... What time does that take place?
So we're starting at 9:30 in the morning on Saturday the 15th of December at the William A. O'Neill Armory in Hartford.
The O'Neill Armory.
That is correct. So right now we are... And definitely in need of volunteers, but we're also looking for the rest of Connecticut's military families to join us. So if people are part of another branch of service outside of the National Guard, another component, we want them to know that they're welcomed to join us, you know, specifically if they have someone who is in the deployment cycle, preparing to deploy, recently returned, or is actually away right now.
That's fabulous. So it starts at 9:30, and how long does it last at the armory?
We're going until 12 noon.
Until 12 noon.
We've got all kinds of treats for the kids and adults alike. Okay. Santa will be coming. We've got some great donations from local businesses, bounce houses, and other activities for the children. So we welcome everyone who's got some type of connection right now to the deployment cycle from Connecticut.
What I want you to do, and I mentioned this to the governor too, I want you, you met
Donna.
You met my boss.
I did.
She is my boss.
We all need someone to keep us straight.
I want you to leave the addresses, everything with her so that next week, you know, before this all happens, that I can mention it on the radio here.
So appreciate it.
Yeah.
I surely will.
And,
in fact, if you could do it all this week, too, Brad, it'd be okay with me. I figure somebody's got to ask.
I
have to say that, it's amazing when you said the William A. O'Neill Armory, the two of us, our big smiles come on our faces because of that love. But
the longest serving governor.
Right. And he'd be looking down and saying, this is the exact place that I want my name. So any place that I can help the military and their families. And to your listening audience, I just do want to say that you are probably one of the most giving audience in the state. And I want to thank you for everything you've done for so many. And I know that Brad has asked you for a lot, and because he feels so much about people and how much she wants to help them. But to the listening audience out there, thank you. Thanking you in advance for helping us. Our young men and women, our young families truly need the help. And I know that you'll be out there for us again. And Brad, I just have to say that, you know, this might be the last time I'm on this radio station as an elected official, but I'm coming back. I'm coming back to visit you, at least. And
how long?
I have 41 days to go, but who's counting?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding. And everybody says, "Well, what
are
you going to do?" Thank you. Everybody wants to know what I'm going to do when I grow up, but I don't know yet.
Well, I'll tell you something.
I'll figure something out to do when I grow up.
We would never have over at the headquarters what we have now. Because Nancy was the one that brought that all together, and these are
Kim has
that ones to sacrifice. I mean, it's fabulous.
We were
over there the other day taking pictures.
Oh,
yeah,
it's a beautiful building. So much history, but.
Kim and the staff over there and the leadership and all our veterans over there, they truly have done an unbelievable job for our state. Even during deployment, so many of our veterans have been on multiple deployments, Brad. Not like when, you know, my family served or you served, that we go on one, which was hard enough. These people go on multiple deployments.
This is what's
it's amazing.
And they're home, and then they're not home.
Right.
And then they're home again, then they're not.
Some of them miss their kids' first birthdays. They miss holidays with their kids, families, and whatnot. And these are truly our heroes of today. Giving up and joining because it's the right thing to do to support our country and our state. And National Guard has a different way of looking at it because they do not only national stuff, and international stuff, but they do right stuff here, right home, at home. When we have the snowstorms, everything else, they're the ones that are out there.
I know.
So whatever we can do to help the families and all our military families, I'd ask people, please get out and help.
Now, I just want to give that number again, too. 1-800-858-2677. 1-800-858-2677. And you'll be helping servicemen. And this is going to be next week, 9:30 until noontime at the State Armory. You can call. And is there anything else that we can do to help you, though, to get... you'll have a good crowd, though. You did last year.
Yeah. We did. We've already got over 200 RSVPs for next...
200? You got over 200 already?
Already.
Right. Oh, please.
So we're on track to have, I think, one of the largest, and it's...
Well, between now and when I get done next week, you'll have...
There you go.
Stop by if you can yourself. We'd love to have you.
Right. And it's the gift cards. I'll just remind my people again. It's gift cards or adopt a family. This is really how
now
we
can
get
everything. Now, the gift cards, somebody listening say, how do I get on this gift card?
So there are several different ways. They can either mail them directly. So when they call us, we can give them specific guidance.
You mean this number that I gave them?
The 1-800 number, they can call us. We can provide our mailing address to them. They're also welcome to come by the Armory. Next week, we'll be having some extended hours in the evening to try and make it more convenient for people. But the Armory does have after-hours security if they're unable to come as well, and they can leave them at the desk. So gift cards help sustain us throughout the year, not just during the holiday season.
So you're already then. You're already getting...
We are starting to get some toys and some gift cards for sure and some contributions to the National Guard Foundation as well. So... We welcome all of it. It helps, as I said, it helps beyond just the holiday season for us. So it's very much appreciated.
Well, this is tremendous. Don't you worry. We'll Donna will have all the information. And Governor, it's a pleasure to have you here. Now, you, I know, are not retiring, but you'll be around.
Yes.
I know you. Yeah. You'll be out doing this stuff.
Yeah,
who are you
yeah.
kidding?
Right. You're right. Yeah, I'm going to do whatever I can to help people.
I know. I know. Yeah. You've always been that way, and you've always been a part of what we do here, and that's something that it'll always be there. Always be there for you. And again, my dear friends, the telephone number that you should call, if you want to call now or whenever, 1-800-858-2677. 1-800-858-2677. And I know that you're going to get some help. And next Saturday, what is the date next Saturday?
15th of December.
It's the 15th of December.
Right.
Well, I know where I am the 15th. I know that I'm giving away Christmas toys on the 15th.
There you go.
But there's no reason why I cannot stop by.
We would love to have you.
That would be great.
You know.
Absolutely would love to have you.
There's no reason I can't stop by there, too.
That's
wonderful.
Fantastic. That would
be fabulous.
That would be great. Good.
Fabulous.
I'll be there.
Oh.
You'll see me, my little red something on. I don't know what.
I know.
But my red heels I got them for, just for you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a million. And again, my dear friends, I know that you will respond like you always have. 1-800-858-2677. This is, I'll tell you.
Can we just wish all your listening audience a Merry Christmas, or a Happy Hanukkah, or a Happy Kwanzaa, but a happy and healthy New Year. That's the most important thing for everybody.
Well, God bless you both, and again, we'll be talking with you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
And thanks to everyone in Connecticut for all of their support of our men and women and their families.
You bet. You bet.